Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, as we navigate through this Thursday, where we got a lot of action tonight with the Panthers and Thursday night football and a whole bunch of hoo-ha, we'll give you 15 minutes of game day uncensored. It's brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Don't forget, game day uncensored, hosted by Brendan Tobin and Alejandro Solana, featuring Omar Kelly and Adam Beasley. Can be heard this Sunday, 9 a.m. on this very radio station, 9 a.m. as they get you ready for Miami and Indianapolis. Line right now on the game is Indy minus 3 still. Over-under is 43.5. We looked at some of the player props yesterday, and they've added some today. So yesterday I told you rushing props, Devon Achane, 44.5 was the over-under. Anthony Richardson, speaking about him and what he's capable of doing, his over-under, his total yards over-under is 34.5, and Tyler Huntley is 31.5. Probably lean towards taking the over on Anthony Richardson there. The Tyler Huntley one, I think I'm staying away from.
I don't know, Hawk. I mean, last time Anthony Richardson was on the field, he got hurt. Went to the locker room, came back, and on the very first play back, he tried to run for some bizarre reason. I don't know if it was a design run or not. I don't know. And he got hurt again.
But that's part of his game. Literally part of his game. It's one thing to point at Tua and say, hey, you got to stop scrambling. Anthony Richardson, that's part of what makes him special. So I think he looks to scramble, and he's good at it. I go over on that at 34.5. I don't have a real feel on Tyler Huntley.
Yeah.
Receiving yards, Tyreek Hill, 57.5 is the over-under. Jaylen Waddle, 40.5. Achane, 21.5. And Jonnu Smith is 17.5.
Raheem.
There's no receiving props on Raheem.
I think Raheem Mostert is about to have a big game.
No props on him yet. Only rushing props are Achane and Huntley. And Mostert doesn't have any props anywhere.
Yeah, I don't like it.
What are we expecting here, though, gentlemen? Because let's be honest, okay? We thought with Skylar Thompson they'd come out and it'd be a modicum of the type of offense we saw with Tua, and it wasn't. Then the following week we're like, okay, they have 8 extra days now to prepare, and there's no way it could look as bad as it did against Seattle and versus Tennessee. It looked abysmal again. Then they play the Patriots, and it kind of looked better, like a little bit better, but outside of one drive, the Dolphins looked pretty abysmal on offense again. So now they have a bye week. I don't know, Crowder. Like, are you expecting this to look better with another week with Tyler Huntley to prepare, or is this just Dolphins defense has to keep them in the game, and you need 1 to 2 drives to win this football game?
Exactly the latter of what you said. I'm not trying to score 70. I'm not trying to do Denver last year. I'm trying to get 20 points on the board and hope the defense does not have to be on the field long enough and get tired and have to play 70, 80 snaps. That's what it is. I think Mike McDaniel, I love the word cutesy. Hawk uses it all the time. He has to see that the cutesy stuff is not going to work. You don't have the weapons. You don't have the – not even weapons. You don't have the quarterback to do all the cutesy motions and spread 5 wide. I think Ingold is going to be in the game a lot. I think they're going to run downhill. I think they're going to press to get 3rd and short and try to convert a 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3, move down the field methodically, and that's how they win. If they want to go 5 wide and run all these little cute little tunnel screens, they're going to lose this game to the Indianapolis Colts. If they try to play an old school, and it's probably, I know Hawk probably hate what I'm going to say, lame ass, let's just control the line of scrimmage, win it late. That's how the Dolphins are going to win if Tua's not playing quarterback. That's period, end of story.
I'm with you on that one. This is one that, just like New England, you have to grind it out. Grind out another dub. Get Tua back. It's fine. Like, grind it out. Get Tua back for the Arizona week, and then let's see the offense that we were all excited to see this season. This is another one of those, just grind it out at the end. Hopefully the defense can hold them back like they did New England, and then you get out of there with a victory.
That's why I keep bringing up Raheem Mostert. I brought him up already 3 days in a row this week. That's the guy you need. That's the running back you want. Can Achane hit for a 70? Achane is an amazing big play back. He's not going 4, 6, 3, 2, 8, 7. That's what Raheem's made for. Raheem is a big-ass dude, very strong, and he's always going to fall forward. That's the game we're looking at. If we beat the Colts, it's going to be a boring-ass football game offensively.
Which would be fine, because at this point, you just need wins. You need to just rack up a couple wins against teams that are beatable so that you can lose games later in the season against teams that are better than you. I mean, that's the reality of it.
Run a motion, run a zone right, let Tyreek shoot out to the flat, catch a ball, see if he can break a tackle and get 20-yard gain. There should be no balls thrown over 30 yards because that's not what Tyler Huntley does. That's not why he's here. He's not going to pinpoint and drop something at 22 yards inside a cover two safety. Nobody's running cover two against him because they're not scared of him physically with his arm. No, let him throw everything to the flat and have a chance to run. Every single pass Tyler Huntley throws should be on the move. And if he doesn't have anybody wide open, go run and get 7 yards, 2nd and 3.
I don't know. I'm kind of tired of this grinded out stuff. Like, we've done this, 4 weeks
Jesus
already?
Christ. No, it's been 1 week.
I mean,
we ground out losses up until last week.
Mike McDaniel.
Being five wide. Yeah. Jay Huntley, go win the game for us.
I do. What was Geno saying
12,
earlier? Bang eights?
12
Give me some
46?
Bang eights. I mean, come on.
You want Huntley to be 12 or 46 is what you're looking for.
Give me some
over
bang
under
69.
On the game. Over under is 43.5. And I lean towards the under. I don't bet a lot of unders, but I would lean towards the under.
Yeah, this is I don't think either team gets to 20.
Justin Fields, I'm watching on ESPN. So he was 4-2, right, this season? 5 touchdown passes.
It's terrible.
That's what you need to see.
that's what we need.
That style of offense is what you need to get out of Indy with a victory.
Yep.
Again, Game Day Uncensored, Sunday, 9 a.m. on this radio station.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.